Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Among the big challenges facing many families is how to care for an aging loved one, particularly someone suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's. So this next story affects a lot of people across Massachusetts who might be struggling to figure out which nursing home can provide the appropriate care.
The State Department of Public Health has issued citations to dozens of nursing homes for falsely promoting dementia care services. The citations come after a review by the Alzheimer's Association of Massachusetts and New Hampshire of how the state's nursing homes advertise what they offer.
Earlier today, we spoke to Kay Lazar. She's the health reporter for the Boston Globe who's been covering this story. She told us what state healthcare regulators found.
State regulators, when they conducted their own review of the online advertising of the state's nursing homes, found 52 nursing homes that were advertising care for dementia residents, but were not complying with state rules that say that if you are offering special care for dementia residents, you have to offer a number of very specialized services involving the way that your nursing home is designed, the activities that you offer, the training of your staff. So the State Department of Public Health sent notices, citations, penalties to 52 nursing homes saying they must either comply with the state regulations or stop advertising.
So I know that you talked with the Massachusetts Senior Care Association, the trade group that represents the nursing home industry. What are they saying? In other words, was this a case of deliberately misleading or just not being clear about what they have to provide in terms of these dementia services?
Sure, that's a great question. Mass Senior Care that represents the nursing home industry says they have gotten conflicting guidance from the state that they are and their members really want to do the right thing, and most of them really are offering terrific services. However, they're saying that the Department of Public Health that regulates nursing homes had been telling their members that they could, up until now, advertise that they offer cognitive memory services or dementia services as long as they include a disclaimer, a little footnote saying, that said, this is not a dementia special care unit, which, frankly, is confusing.
Yeah, that sounds incredibly confusing.
Incredibly confusing. And I will tell you that I found that to be the case when I did a spot check back in February and started to see, you know, dozens of nursing homes offering some sort of cognitive memory care, but not being on the list that the state provided me back in February of the nursing homes that had apparently sent in all the required documentation that they were complying with the law. And I did a story about that issue then, but it was a random check. The Alzheimer's Association, to their credit, then went back and checked each and every nursing home. So they did their own review of every single online advertising of nursing homes, and they came up with that 60% of those that were advertising had, in fact, not complied. So finally, the state then conducted its own review and found, lo and behold, that there were many that weren't complying. But the problem was, they found that many of these nursing homes were saying, we said we could advertise that we offered some sort of cognitive memory care as long as we had a disclaimer. The state last month then put out a letter to the nursing home saying, yes, we had told you that. We're now updating that, and you can't do that.
Confusing for the nursing homes, but I'm thinking of the families looking for care. This is incredibly confusing for them, too.
It is very confusing. I absolutely can share their confusion. What the state says it has tried to do with the most recent guidance to the industry is to say very, very clearly that you cannot at all imply or state that you have any kind of cognitive care, memory care, unless you have complied with all of the rules that, you know, are required of dementia special care units.
I see. Kay, let me ask you about a related story. Earlier this month, you reported that Massachusetts revoked the licenses of some 13 nurses because they had apparently lied about their credentials. Do we know if any of them were working in nursing homes? Do these two stories intersect in any ways?
They do intersect. It's funny you would say that. Yes, they absolutely do. A number of them did work in nursing homes. To the best of our knowledge, from what we can ascertain from what the state told us, there are a number of nursing homes, five or six, where some of these, and I use the term nurse loosely because we're not even sure that some of them even had any nursing training worked in Everett, in Braintree, in Chestnut Hill, in Mattapan, in Watertown. There were five or six nursing homes that the Department of Public Health said they verified that these individuals had at some point in the last year worked in these nursing homes.
Do both these stories suggest to you a need for greater oversight, in particular of nursing homes?
Well, that certainly would be a logical conclusion. And we have certainly been talking to the Department of Public Health about this. We do know that the Department of Public Health has been struggling with limited staffing over the years since the recession of a few years back. Many state agencies lost state workers. It would seem that the division within the Department of Public Health that oversees nursing homes has struggled mightily with a loss of staffers. And that is a question about whether they have enough staffers to adequately oversee regulation of nursing homes at this point.
Well, that's Kay Lazar. She's a health reporter for the Boston Globe. Kay, thanks for talking to us, and thanks for the great work. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Anthony.
Let's turn now to Jim Wessler. He's president of the Massachusetts and New Hampshire chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, which conducted that first review of nursing homes and online advertising, which preceded the state's review. And Jim Wessler, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
So we heard there that the Department of Public Health citing some 52 nursing homes for falsely promoting dementia care services. Are you satisfied with DPH's action that this has been cleared up?
We are. I will say, so this is an issue that we at the Alzheimer's Association have been working on for a long time. We have been concerned around making sure that we have consistent, high-quality care, dementia care in the state's nursing homes. We're pleased the legislature passed a law. The department finally promulgated regulations, and this went slower than we would have liked, but we are definitely satisfied that the department, once they received the information, acted, we think, appropriately and quickly. And, we anticipate that those nursing homes who now say they provide quality dementia care are in compliance
right.
with the regulations.
And what's at stake here? In other words, did you hear, for example, from families whose loved ones might have been in a nursing home expecting care for dementia that just wasn't provided?
Well, we step back for a second here. I think you indicated and Kay indicated as well in earlier comments. Alzheimer's disease is a very tough disease, and
right.
one of the most challenging decisions that any family has to make is placing a loved one in a long-term care facility. And there are a number of absolutely terrific nursing homes here in Massachusetts. We routinely have received complaints from families around inconsistent care. This nursing home is terrific. The next one is not. We have situations where nursing homes change ownership or management, and what had been a terrific unit suddenly declined. So this led us to say we need to have minimum regulations that will dictate sort of the floor, really the basic quality of care that should be provided here in Massachusetts. I will say that the Mass Senior Care Association actually supported us. They supported the legislation. We were really on the same page with them. So, yes, there have been quality of care concerns. Mm. One of the pieces of it is, in addition, as Kay was indicating around training and activities and physical design, is disclosure. It's really important that as families are making the decision to place a family, that when a long-term care facility says, we provide dementia care, it means that they are in compliance with the law that is now passed and is in effect here in Massachusetts.
Right, I see. We were hearing Kay Lazar there talking about how confusing this must be for families or must have been for families trying to figure out what services are offered where. What's your best advice for families trying to find long-term care facility for their loved ones who suffer from dementia?
I agree. It was very confusing. One thing families can do is contact the Alzheimer's Association, either on our website or we have an 800 number. I can give that. It's 800-272-3900. Available 24/7. But I would say whether it's the Alzheimer's Association or elsewhere, families should reach out to get assistance. Definitely, you should check out a nursing home. You should have several options. We actually provide information about what you should look for in selecting a nursing home. You know, Anthony, what you like for a loved one and what I like for a loved one are going to be different. We're going to have different criteria, different standards, different things that are important to us. So it's really important that that you go out and visit. Another thing we say to families is that if possible, if there's not a kind of a distance barrier, you should visit. You should be, once you place a loved one, you should be a part of that community. Mm-hmm. And any nursing home that's doing a good job should welcome family members and friends to visit off hours. And it makes a difference. There's no doubt that when you have a loved one in a nursing home, having that family member as a friend, a visitor, and frankly as an advocate makes a difference.
Sounds like good advice. Jim Wessler, president of the Massachusetts and New Hampshire chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.